Frederick Douglass once said, "It is easier to raise healthy children than fix broken men." The Green Bronx Machine, an impact-driven, for-purpose, 501c3 organization led by teacher Stephen Ritz of PS55, is seeking to change the way kids eat and learn. After recently inheriting a space in a 100-year-old school building, the Green Bronx Machine dreams of turning it into the National Health and Wellness Center in the South Bronx, an innovative and engaging wonderland where students and teachers can grow their way and work toward a brighter future. Currently raising money with a barn raiser campaign, Aaron Fairbanks is on the line with Stephen to learn more.
Farmers in the South Bronx, we are really excited to be joined on the line by Stephen Ritz, who's going to tell us a little bit more about his upcoming barn raiser campaign. But farmers in the South Bronx, I didn't know you could grow food in the South Bronx. Steve, can you give us the lowdown?
Well, not only can we grow food, we can grow citizens. And we are in the midst of building a state-of-the-art health, wellness, and learning center, a farm four stories up in a 100-year-old building located in the middle of the New York City Housing Authority project in a 100-plus-year-old school in an abandoned, underutilized library. So, yes, we can grow food. We are doing it efficaciously. We are doing it all year round. And we are looking to grow something greater and so grateful to have your support. Thanks.
So what is happening now? So obviously that campaign, you guys are looking to expand the program. You're looking to raise $33,000, and folks can donate by visiting barnraiser.us and finding and supporting your project there. But what's the current state, and what are these funds going to help you do?
Okay, so the current state is we are, as I mentioned, in a 100-plus-year-old library in the middle of a very old building, school building, PS55, and we are looking to convert this underutilized space into a full-time, year-round farm that will send kids home with 100 bags of groceries 52 weeks a year, en route to outstanding academic performance, and hopefully send the first cohort of children from PS55 all the way to the Bronx High School of Science. So this is something that's never been done before. We have the technology available to do it, but we need money to retrofit the facility, to purchase equipment, to do some of the facility upgrades, and really to get this thing going. So again, we can send 100 bags of groceries home a week, 52 weeks a year, en route to outstanding academic performance in a community that is food insecure and has limited means and limited access to healthy, fresh food. And to think that we can grow food in schools aligned to growing healthy citizens and healthy academic outcomes is absolutely inspirational, aspirational, and should be the new focus of public education.
And so, Steve, you've been working with students growing food already, right?
That's correct. We've grown 30,000 pounds of vegetables to date across the South Bronx. But this model is totally new. We're not taking over roofs anymore. We're not taking over lots. We're looking to embed the work that we do right into the heart of a public elementary school in one of the neediest communities in all of New York City. So it is the new iteration of Green Bronx Machine, and that's why we are so grateful for your support, and that's why we're looking for people's support, because we are looking to grow something greater and change the whole dynamic.
Well, so I know a little bit about farming, and I know that you need sun usually, but this is going to be an indoor farm. So how does that work?
Well, it's an indoor farm because, number one, we have outrageous light through the windows. In addition, we are looking to do some solar panels that will then generate electricity that will then allow us to light this with T5 lighting indoors, and we are going to be net positive on food and energy and academic outcomes. So it will truly become a 21st century learning center, a place of aspiration, inspiration, inquiry, wonder, and most importantly, healthy kids. Because we believe healthy students are at the heart of healthy schools, and healthy schools are at the heart of healthy communities. And the Bronx can change attitudes now, but we can't change it without your support. So please give generously to the campaign. We're asking people to donate $5 and tell 5 friends. And it's not a big stretch, but we can do this here in the South Bronx, but we need your support.
So, Steve, people often say, kids don't, like vegetables. Parents are like, oh, it's hard to get kids to eat vegetables. How do you think that, kids growing their own vegetables kind of changes that dynamic?
If kids grow kale, they eat kale. And here in the South Bronx, we're finding that kids show up before school, during school, and after school to grow fruits and vegetables. We're presently growing strawberries in the library, and I can't grow them fast enough. We have bicycle-powered smoothies, and kids are lining up to have shakes, smoothies, all kinds of vegetable and fruit drinks. And really, in a community that doesn't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, the fact that we can grow it in school and give kids access to it is absolutely critical. And most importantly, every week, taking it home to their parents and their families so we can kind of really transform the neighborhood and transform lifestyles. I will tell you this, since we've been here at PS 55, we've seen, the principal tells me, we've seen a 50% reduction in behavior incidences and disciplinary issues at the school because the kids are so excited to have something hands-on, something so novel, something so unique. And realize, in the middle of the South Bronx, we are creating life with kids. And that's important because when kids are exposed to nature, they learn to nurture. And when children learn to nurture, we as society collectively embrace our better nature. So please, help us grow something greater. No one will go broke.
No one will go broke. No one's going to go broke sending $5. And I'm committing on air to pledge $25 and ask five of my friends to pledge $25. So I will see your five and I will raise you fivefold on both counts.
Well, as we say in the Bronx, si se puede. That's what's up. And that's what this is all about. Together we can grow something greater. Because as the health of the South Bronx goes, so goes the health of New York City, New York State, and the nation. That's what this is about, a wholly inclusive model that benefits everybody.
So obviously you guys are working with Barnraiser as your partners to do the crowdfunding, and you work with PS 55, obviously through the school. Who are other kind of critical partners in this project, as it stands and going forward? Who are the other team players who are kind of making this happen for kids in the Bronx?
Well, the other team player, obviously our organization, Green Bronx Machine, we've been able to get some pro bono work. In fact, we have architects coming in, redesigning the facility, looking at that. And of course, we're very grateful to TEDx Manhattan and Change Food for championing us and selecting us to be the TEDx Manhattan Award winners. And winning the TEDx Award is great. It will give us an opportunity to feature this project at TEDx Manhattan on March 7th. So a big shout out to Diane Hatz, TEDx Manhattan, and Change Food, because together we can change the way people eat. And it's so critical that 5 short miles and 6 long degrees of separation come between Manhattan and the South Bronx. And it's time we take ownership of what's going on in our own backyard and work to revitalize the best interests of all of New York City. So again, I implore anybody and everybody listening, $5, tell 5 friends. We welcome more. We've got great perks. In fact, we've got this amazing blender that's worth $300 that we're giving away for free. Well, not for free, but only for a $150 donation. That's 100% tax deductible. So please help us grow something greater. Support healthy living, healthy students, and healthy academic outcomes. We believe we can send kids to the Bronx High School of Science through the art of healthy nutrition and changing the way we eat. And I'm putting my heart in your hands and asking everybody to just give a little something and grow something much greater.
Well, Steve, I think we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on to share some highlights from the project. And we look forward to having you back to celebrate your success.
Thanks kindly. If I could just say, don't forget to visit the kids on Facebook. We have a Green Bronx Machine Facebook page, which my kids maintain. So this is an entirely student-led campaign. Again, go to Green Bronx Machine on Facebook. See us on the website. And together, let's grow something greater. Si se puede.
Si se puede, Steve. Thank you.
And thanks for your $5. And see your friends 5 more. Thanks much.
Take care.
That was Executive Director Aaron Fairbanks, and I'm Liz Smith for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The music used in this piece was Balloons by Jack Inslee.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.